Tell me, have you ever experienced the end of a cherished friendship or a promising romance? I have, and it can feel pretty devastating. But here's some good news. Spiritual pioneer Mary Baker Eddy writes in her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, human affection is not poured forth vainly, even though it meet no return. And it goes on to say, love supports the struggling heart until it ceases to sigh over the world. Can divine love, who is God, really heal a broken heart? The Gospel of Mark in the Bible reassures us, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Once I fell in love with a warm and very witty man. He was well-read, and we could talk about just about anything. However, in spite of our common interests, it became very obvious that we had major differences, and our relationship ended. The dreams, the plans, dashed. For a time, I really struggled, but then gradually, I began to understand that it was God who ultimately governs and relates all his children to himself and to each other. And if I was really leaning on my Creator for guidance and direction, I couldn't possibly go astray. God, my true keeper and husband, was working out his purpose of good for me and for my friend. I learned that although sharing and companionship were a wonderful blessing, the kingdom of heaven was still within me, as Jesus taught. To me, that meant within the consciousness of divine love is where I live, and the tatters of sadness and grief did not abide there. As I became more aware of where I truly lived, in the kingdom of heaven, I found I could practice heavenly thinking by considering intelligent, joy-filled, vital precepts versus disappointment and loneliness. My thought became more disciplined. I became more conscientious about watching my thinking, and my level of rejoicing rose exponentially. The grief broke. I was free. It had been a time of tremendous spiritual growth. It wasn't always easy, but the fact is, these types of experiences are what greatly enrich our character, draw us closer to our Maker, make us more valuable to our brothers and sisters, and help us realize even more of what our true being includes as we discover our home in his kingdom. This was a great blessing for both me and my friend. And so you too can pick up the pieces, go forward, and find a genuine peace with a renewed sense of delight and expectation. You'll be very glad you did.